The CIA has cultivated a culture that values diversity. The Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, was formed after World War II, following the dissolution of its predecessor, the Organization of Strategic Services, OSS, which operated behind enemy lines. President Harry Truman established the CIA on July 26, 1947, with the signing of the U.S. National Security Act. The CIA has always operated discreetly, often unrecognized for its contributions, yet its activities frequently appear in the media. Visitors to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, are greeted by a quote from John 8:32 in the Bible, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." This motto, chosen by former CIA Director Alan Dulles, reflects the agency's commitment to truth and integrity. The primary goal of the CIA is to uncover the truth and ensure that reliable information is delivered to the highest echelons of the U.S. government. The impact of this information on individuals or politics is secondary to the agency's mission of providing accurate intelligence to decision makers. Inside the CIA's diverse operations. The CIA is divided into 5 directorates, each handling different aspects like tech innovation and special military missions. The agency's workforce is varied, with skills in languages and blending into foreign environments being crucial. Women, in particular, can be effective undercover agents. For instance, when a foreign intelligence service suspected a female CIA officer of espionage, it considered her husband as a potential CIA operative, but not her. Additionally, in countries with strong maternal cultures, a female officer can form a close mother-son bond with a foreign agent. The glue guys ensures smooth operations behind the scenes. Great leaders inspire their teams to do what's right and act in a legal, ethical, and moral manner. They encourage and motivate their people to tackle tough tasks, no matter how uncomfortable or challenging, and always put the team's needs before their own. Great leaders also make sure they never expect more from their team members than they expect from themselves. They communicate clearly about upcoming tasks and pay attention to their team's feedback. The CIA has officers who recruit spies and a diverse team of skilled staff, including multilingual analysts and support personnel, ready to provide whatever is needed quickly. These glue guys focus on the team's needs, whether it's arranging transport, fixing a septic system, or getting ballet tickets. They are selfless, honest, reliable, and always there for their teammates, no matter the job. In a hospital emergency room, nurses are the glue guys, working alongside doctors to keep everything running smoothly. Every team has a glue guy, whether in sports or covert operations. Leaders must recognize and appreciate their glue guys, as they are essential for the success of any operation. Failure holds worth. In baseball and intelligence work, failing 70% of the time is considered good. Failure helps develop skilled players and effective spies. Without setbacks, we can't appreciate success. Even Michael Jordan was once cut from his high school basketball team. The key to success is to keep trying, as long as your failures aren't too costly or daunting. If your error isn't too serious, costly, or embarrassing, take it as a lesson and move forward. After a tragic mistake led by a CIA officer, pushing an agent too hard for information, the officer learned the importance of patience, even under pressure. Later, in another dangerous area, he pursued a terrorist responsible for killing a CIA colleague. Remembering his past mistake, the officer proceeded cautiously. Eventually, He was able to inform the colleague's widow that the CIA, along with the military, had dealt with the murderer. So, his past failure actually helped him succeed in eliminating a terrorist. Lessons from failure. Admitting mistakes can be tough, and the outcomes can be scary. But blaming others is the worst thing a leader can do. Surprisingly, when you own up to your mistakes, it boosts confidence in you from both leaders and team members. Leaders need to take responsibility for their errors, acknowledge them, and find solutions. This also helps prevent misunderstandings with higher-ups, who might not grasp the situation fully. Think about a time when you felt embarrassed. Did you blame others, or did you own up to your part? Reflect on your mistakes and the lessons you learned from them. Your future successes are built on what you learn from your failures. Failure only happens when people don't learn from their mistakes. Stick to the plan despite strong urges to stray. In many professions, like engineering, sports, and law enforcement, there is a well-established way to do things. For example, athletes train from a young age and practice every day, regardless of their sports season. In the world of intelligence, the stakes can be life or death. In the intelligence field, the risks can be life-threatening. Spies proceed cautiously, building relationships and rapport to detect any weaknesses in their contacts. They stick to proven routines, think creatively, and only change procedures when necessary. Straying from a proven process for personal convenience is wrong and can have serious consequences. Humility is crucial for effective leadership. Wise leaders listen to others and seek their input. CIA field operations offer many chances for leaders to show humility. An agent might suddenly leave for a mission, leaving their family on their own during a vulnerable time, believing they alone can handle a crucial meeting. But if the meeting fails, they must question their haste. When an operation fails, the leader must accept responsibility to their staff and superiors. The CIA promotes self-accountability and offers executive coaching and feedback. Leaders should improve their leadership skills. A leader is always in the spotlight. If they have a negative attitude, it can spread to the team and lower work quality, potentially harming the organization. Leaders should take care of themselves to better care for others. Effective leadership needs emotional intelligence and understanding of both your own and others' feelings. Remembering times when you showed vulnerability to your team can be a powerful part of good leadership. It's also helpful to think back on moments when you acted confidently and how that impacted your leadership. Learn from success and make decisive moves. Reflecting on times when you've performed exceptionally well can help you become a better leader. Just like the CIA's Mad Minute, where they use a detailed checklist to plan meetings and prioritize tasks, being well prepared is key. Leaders often have to make tough decisions with limited information. In such cases, they rely on their experience and established routines to make informed choices and take decisive. Consider your coworkers as your work family. Show your team you care about them personally. Your behavior at work affects your colleagues, friends, and family. For example, a CIA officer found his daughter mimicking his work habits by noting down car license plates, like a field agent tracking vehicles for surveillance. Similarly, a team, like a family, grows stronger through shared experiences and traditions, such as celebrating life events or dining at a favorite restaurant. Training the next generation is a key responsibility for leaders. It involves understanding each team member's unique traits and providing them with opportunities to learn and grow. Encourage your team members based on their strengths and weaknesses. For instance, help an introvert participate more in meetings by reviewing their written presentation beforehand. Mentoring future leaders is essential for an organization's continuity and success. In baseball, this means coaching new players rather than competing with them. In the CIA, it involves giving junior officers chances to develop, like preparing them for advancement and supporting their promotion to higher roles. Boost team and employee performance with incentives and competition. The CIA demands high standards from its team to prevent risks of blackmail. A leader who can develop their team's skills helps valuable employees become more efficient. Competing with each other or aiming for personal bests can motivate team members. Holding regular meetings to set goals and review achievements strengthens team bonds and encourages healthy competition. Starting a reward program with small gifts for success can boost morale and satisfaction. The COVID-19 pandemic showcased the application of CIA leadership principles. During the pandemic, a unique challenge, glue guys, was essential. These were healthcare workers, delivery personnel, and other frontline employees who kept things running. While the pandemic was new, governments used past experiences from political and economic crises to tackle it. Leaders played a crucial role by remaining calm, setting an example of teamwork, and guiding future leaders, even in stressful situations. Their calmness and direction provided hope and stability. Key points. The CIA values diversity and truth, with a motto emphasizing the importance of truth in their mission. CIA officers, including women, play key roles in gathering intelligence by blending into different cultures, with glue guys ensuring smooth operations. Great leaders inspire their teams to take the right actions, listen to feedback, and own up to their mistakes, building trust. Sticking to proven methods is crucial in intelligence work, where deviations can be dangerous, and humility is key for effective leadership. Failure is valuable in developing skills, leading to future success, and self-accountability is important for leaders. Leaders should care for their work family, understanding each member's unique traits and providing opportunities for growth. Incentives and competition can boost team performance, with leaders setting goals and rewarding achievements during challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic.